You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Back again, coming at you, Joe and Mike, buildassetsonline.com. Answering the question today, how many hours do you guys put into your dropshipping stores? It's an interesting question, and it's not something that we track very directly. And, you know, I want to say at this point, we are down to two dropshipping stores. One does not do very much in sales. One does a significant amount more. One does, I would say, $300,000 to $400,000 a month. One does $10,000 to $30,000 a month in revenue. And how much time do we put into each of those, Mike? I would say it ranges. I mean, you put a lot of time into one of them. But I would say for me, it ranges from 0 to 20 hours a month, depending on the SEO activities that are going on.
Yeah, and for me, for the smaller store, it's really 0. We have a VA that basically runs the entire thing. And then for the other one, I'm really just doing managerial stuff. So it really depends. If I wanted to get super productive and like really block down my time, I could probably manage that store in an hour a day. So 5 hours a week. But I'm, you know, I'm here, I'm hanging around, I'm answering messages, I'm doing other stuff. So I'm kind of on and off with it as I need to be. But yeah, if I had to really chunk it down, probably an hour a day.
Yeah. But it's not an hour where you're pinned to your workstation and, you know, you gotta make sure that you're clocked in and, you know, you're entering the time tracking app and your boss is going to be on your ass being like, Mike, you weren't at your desk between 10 and 12. Where were you?
Yeah, exactly. It's, it is nice. Cause I mean, yeah, I can go a day without doing anything. I can go 2 days and yeah, I mean, it's just really some basic level managing and things that I could really, layer myself back from even more if I wanted to. But I think we're at a point now where we're really trying to, scale the business and do like a bunch of particular things with it that maybe we haven't done before. So it's more important that I'm keeping an eye on the ebb and flow of things and just keeping my finger on the pulse of what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty important. So I feel like when you're involved, I mean, this is with any sort of online business that you have. I'll give you a particular example. We have a content site that I'm trying to sell right now, and I never look at it. I never log in. You know, it makes like $200, $300 a month. I never log in. I never look at it. I never check the analytics. And so a few months back, there was this issue where the SSL certificate like expired for some reason, and it wasn't on auto-renew. And so it turned out that the site was down for like 3 days. And because it's not something that I check regularly, I didn't even notice it. So that's the extreme spectrum of it. But there's also, you know, like Mike said, when you're making a bunch of changes, you're doing a bunch of things, being tuned into something every day is important, even though it's hard to quantify what the return on it is. Just until you, when you're not at a steady state because you're doing new things, you're trying to be at a growth state, having your finger on the pulse is pretty important.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm sure we'll get into this eventually, but there was another store that we're in the process of getting rid of and selling that we really didn't have our finger on the pulse of. And it was a pretty big store as well. I mean, we're talking between 200 and 400,000 a month for many years. And yeah, it definitely, presented a challenge when it comes to growing the store, because like I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna look at the ads account, but I don't really know, say, you know, if we sold something and then the order got canceled, that still shows up as a conversion inside of our ad account. So, you know, unless I'm having like a big team meeting, because that store was heavily outsourced, we had like a manager and, you know, 6 employees maybe under him, unless I'm gonna have a team meeting and go over, okay, you know, what's the deal with this brand? What's the deal with this brand? then I can't really make the best possible decisions. I can't be the most aggressive when it comes to ad spend. And it's just something about being involved with a particular store. You know, hey, we sold this, we made good margin on this. And there's always just a lot of things can always go deeper, honestly, when it comes to Google Ads, when it comes to dropshipping. Because if I was more involved in that one particular store, maybe I'd say, all right, let's go out and get some more suppliers. But I wasn't. I wasn't involved. And because of that, you know, we wouldn't get those extra suppliers. And maybe some of those suppliers would turn out to be really profitable to add an extra $50,000 a month to our revenue. And so it kind of stayed stagnant for a little bit.
You know, Mike, I think the reason people ask this question is because they want to
know. Awful? Is it me or?
I think my mic is coming in pretty good. I think the reason people ask this question is because they want to know how much time they're going to have to spend on their store. And, you know, it's hard to give a straightforward answer, but I think you can say that, say, you could take away from what we just said here, the more you put into it, the better. There's something about, I mean, look, you could start a drop shipping store, you know, a few hours a week, maybe 5-10 hours. It's going to be more work in the beginning just to get it going. And then you can reach a steady state of relaxation where you don't have to put many hours in at all. But the more focus you put into something, the more you're going to get out of it and the quicker you're going to get out of it what you want. So I think when people are out there searching for passive income or semi-passive income, they should realize that the more work that they put in, especially up front, the more they're going to get out later. So, you know, you shouldn't go into it thinking, oh man, like I only wanted to spend 1 hour a week on this and now I'm doing more than that. So I'm pissed off, or, you know, you got to set the right expectations.
Yeah. And when we were many years ago doing this and I was kind of running the operations of the dropshipping stores, I was managing maybe 3 or 4 stores all myself. And I really don't think I would spend more than 8 hours a day doing that. And so number one, as a full-time job, I mean, it's really the best case scenario because it's all, I don't have to answer to anybody. I'm really just, I can determine, you know, if I want to take a call, if I don't want to take a call, I'm the master of my own domain.
Yeah.
And that's how it is. So again, I, as a worst case, if it's a full-time thing to run however many stores it is and generate that much revenue, you're making, you know, pretty good money at that point. If you have 8 hours of work dropshipping a day, you're probably making 6 figures profit as just like a salary. And then, yeah, I mean, over time we started to hire more people and layer out. And yeah, I mean, I would still be involved, but I'd be able to go on, you know, I went to Japan for like 3 weeks with just one employee running basically all the stores. And, you know, it works out. When you're not there to put in the energy, yeah, you may not be able to scale as quickly, but it should be able to maintain itself. And so that's really the kind of the balance of owning an online business portfolio, is you have to decide when you're going to put in more energy in order to scale things or when you're going to just let things kind of sit there and maintain themselves.
Absolutely, Mike. All right. I think we, you know, pretty much hit the nail on the head with that one. So we could spend, but I don't know, and I just want to follow up with this. If we wanted to spend 0 hours on our stores at this point and take it ease, we could do that. Are we going to do that? Probably not at this moment, but it's a possibility.
Yeah. But the point is that we always have the option to go take it ease if we want to go take it ease. And but right now we're not going to take it ease.
And so with that, take it ease.
Take it ease.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.